Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 16th. The boil water advisory for Lionshead has been lifted. A release from the Ontario Clean Water Agency says the drinking water has been tested. Issues with a water main break have been resolved, and the water is safe for all uses. Owen Sound Council wants to take a closer look at a municipal accommodation tax on short-term rentals and will be getting a report back from staff next year about it. South Bruce Peninsula and Northern Bruce Peninsula are implementing the 4% tax in their communities this coming January. Owen Sound Councillor Richard Thomas introduced a motion about it that passed unanimously during a budget meeting on Friday.
I would see this as a way for us to continue narrowing the infrastructure gap in the city of Owen Sound or potentially to fund future projects.
A municipal accommodation tax is a fee paid by visitors when they book a stay in short-term accommodation. The province says half of the revenues must go to promoting tourism. The remaining funds can go to future projects at the discretion of council. Meaford Council has passed a recommendation to implement a pay raise for council. Yesterday, Committee of the Whole agreed to an increase to $25,000 for councillors, $30,700 for the deputy mayor, and $45,400 for the mayor. This comes after the Remuneration Committee held interviews with council members and decided the complexity of the role of council and time commitment has grown significantly. Councillor Tony Bell says the mayor and deputy mayor are underpaid.
Out in front of the public more often, always at engagements more often, the demands that are placed upon yourself, and I know that each one of us sitting here have a heart that says, we want to serve our community, and we're not in it for the money.
Meanwhile, Remuneration Chair Phil Kant says the committee aimed to ensure council's compensation is fair and reasonable and will attract a diverse and representative pool of future council candidates. Starting tomorrow, the Owen Sound Little Theatre will present The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Show dates are Wednesdays to Saturdays, running to November 27th. Director Pat O'Connor.
It's a little bit like a fine wine, you know, the longer it lasts, it stays on the shelf, the better it gets. Well, this has been on the shelf a little longer than we expected, but I think the product is better than if it had gone on 2 years ago.
The play centers on an autistic boy, and while there are both sad and reflective moments in the script, O'Connor points out there are many light and funny moments as well. For tickets, visit the Roxy Theatre or go online to tickets.roxytheatre.ca. In sports, Canada plays Mexico in World Cup soccer qualifying at Edmonton. Mexico and the United States share first place with 14 points, while Canada is third, only 1 point back of the leaders. The opening kickoff is at 9:05. Blue Water Junior Girls basketball playoffs are underway today. Finals are set for 7 tonight at Owen Sound District Secondary School. Yesterday in Blue Water Senior Girls Basketball, the Sacred Heart Crusaders won the AA Championship in Owen Sound, while in Lionshead, the Single A Championship was won by the Walkerton Lady Riverhawks. 11 games in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have won 3 in a row, will host the Nashville Predators. The Ottawa Senators game at New Jersey against the Devils has been postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak impacting the Senators. In the Ontario Hockey League, the London Knights visit the Sarnia Sting. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack are at Guelph to meet the Storm. The Toronto Blue Jays and right-handed pitcher Jose Barrios have agreed to a 7-year, $131 million contract extension. Barrios was acquired from the Minnesota Twins last July in exchange for prospects. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.